to cook your test on the Aleph, the bottom. Zera, Mahadar Azuze Zuze Drabonam, Rashik, Shayaroa Osun Zugos Zugos, Mudabrin Batora, when he saw that they were tarrying on Shabbos after the Shir and not going home to eat, they were sitting around, standing around in pairs and speaking Divrei Torah. Magzer acharehem va'omer lohem b'matusa minchon l'chu v'sasku ba'omik Shabbos v'lose chalulen o'levatul tanugim. Don't, what's it called, continue learning here, go home and eat, so you'll be osik in onik Shabbos. Mestama, it's a mitzvah that tzi'ef shalakayim ayidei acherim, and it has a zman mugbol, you have only a certain amount of time that you can be osik suda shachris, and then Shalashudah, so a person has to stop learning to be able to go in the kind of mitzvah on the Shabbos. So Omer Leib, Matusa Minaycha, Losa Chalulu Neha. Don't be Machal Shabbos, right? Make it Chol by not having on the Shabbos. Okay. Omer Rava, Vishem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Afilu Yochid HaMispal Be'erv Shabbos, Tzorech Lomer Vayechulu. Even a Yochid who's Mispal on Erev Shabbos has to say Vayechulu. And there's a shaila what that's talking about. Some say it means in Shemona Esrei itself. That's why you have to say Vayechulu. Others say that it's they never were misakin Vayechulu in Shemona Esrei, but it's after Shemona Esrei that it's talking about. And some say it's talking about before Kiddush. Three different shitas in Rishonim. And if it's talking about in Shemona Esrei, then the reason we say it after Shemona Esrei is because of Yontif that falls on Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, you don't say Vayechulu in Shemona Esrei, you say a different Shemona Esrei. So therefore they say Vayechulu afterwards, so at least you said it once. And in order not to make a difference between Yom Tov that fell on Shabbos and a regular Shabbos, we always say Vayechulu afterwards, according to this opinion. Okay, if there's time, we'll see later if I go over something more. But those are the three opinions, what it's talking about over here. The Omer Rav HaMenuna, called Mispal Be'er of Shabbos, the Omer Vayechulu, person who davens Friday night, and he says Vayechulu, Ma'alo Levakosu Kilu Nasa Shutuf LaKodesh Baruch Hu Ma'isa Bereishis. He's considered as if he's a partner with the Rabbanus of Ma'isa Bereishis, Shenemer Vayechulu, Al Tikre Vayechulu, Ele Vayichlu. They finish together. Since the Rabbanus created the world, the Dibur, and a person by saying Vayechulu, so he is continuing on the creation of the world, also with Dibur, so he becomes like a shutuf with the Rabbanu Shlomo and Ma'isa Bereishis. Okay, let's go on. Amar Rabbi Lozer, Menayin Shadibur Kamaisa. Where do you know that saying is mamish like you did, and therefore saying over Maisa Bereishis, Vayichul Hashemayim Va'aretz, is mamish like being part of creating? Shenemar B'dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. By the Rabbanus was like that also. He created with Dibur. His Dibur was the Maisa. B'dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. Rashi? No Rashi. Yeah, Vayichulu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'zesh M'saper B'shvacho Shel Makom. Uve Shevach Shal Shabbos, Vayichlu, you should read. They both finished. He's finishing off Ma'isa Bereishis by publicizing the fact that the Rabbanu Shem created the world. That was the purpose of creation, that people should know that the Rabbanu Shem created the world, that there's a God. So he's finishing off the purpose of creation. He's like a shutuf with the Rabbanu Shem and Ma'isa Bereishis. Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Mar Ukva, Kala Mispal Be'erev Shabbos, Va'omer Vayichulu, person who's mispal erev Shabbos, and he says Vayechulu, Shnei Malachi Ashoris Hamalavin Lo La'odam Minichin Idei Amarosho, V'Omrim Lo V'Sar Avoneich V'Chatoseich Techupar. Two Malachi Ashoris that accompany the person put their hands on his head, and they say your sin and Avoneich V'Chatoseich Techupar. The Avon, some say, become the Avon is more mazid, and Chet is Shogeg. So first the Avon becomes like Shogeg, and then the Shogeg's taken away. So a person's Averis are Mochul on Shabbos. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Shnei Malachi Ashoris Malavin Lo La'odim Be'er Shabbos in Beis HaKnesses. Two Malachim accompany a person from Shul on Leil Shabbos. Mivesha Knesses Levesa. Echad Tov Echad Ra. The idea of Tov Ra, I think the Marsha says, is that every mitzvah that a person does properly creates a good malach. And every mitzvah or aveira that he does creates a bad malach, a kategor. So Shabbos also has the potential to have two malachim. So the two malachim are there. Right? If you were mechabed Shabbos properly, then the good malach is strengthened. And the other one has to admit against his will. And if the opposite, you weren't mechabed Shabbos properly, then you created a bad malach. And the good malach has to agree against his will. Kshibol ha-beiso, motza ner dolek v'shulchan oruch, u'mitasa mutzas, malach tov omer, yiratzen shetei l'shabbos acheres kach. The malach tov says, should be like this next Shabbos too. It's the idea of habol l'tahir messiah lo. The Marsha says somewhere else that you get malachim that help you. When you come to be metahir, you come to do something good, you get siyata d'shmaya in the form of malachim. So the malach gives you siyata d'shmaya. Not only this Shabbos, but next Shabbos also, you should be able to do the same thing. Malach ra ona omein bal korcho. V'imlav malach ra omer yiratzon shetei l'shabbos acheres kach, u'malach tov ona omein bal korcho. And if you ended up not being mechabed Shabbos properly, this house is not the way it should be, so then the malach ra is strengthened through your lack of doing the mitzvah properly. And he gives you the opposite. Habo l'tame poskin lo. So he says it should be like this the next Shabbos, and the malach tov has to answer bal korcho. Those are different. No, there's two groups of malachim. Right. There's two for Chol and two for Shabbos. And during the week, a person has two malachim stam being malavim. On Shabbos, he has two other malachim, right, that represent the Shabbos itself, the mitzvah of Shabbos.
What does it mean,
what? That his bed is made. Pashas, it means the bed that you eat on, right? They used to eat on beds. So, you know, there was a place where you're going to eat is prepared, right? They used to have pillows to recline on. So that was mitasa mutzas. Okay. But others say it means mamash, your bed, that you're what's it called? You're prepared, your sleeping places and your eating places. But pashas, it means the place where you eat. Okay. Omar Rav Elazar, la'olam yisadar on shulchanu be'erev Shabbos, afa b'sheno tzorech el l'kazayis. Person should eat Friday night, even if he's not hungry, unless to eat more than a kazayis. Right? Even if you ate on Friday, so you're not that hungry Friday night to eat. You usually eat the meal Friday also. And if you only need a kazayis, you still should be make what's it called, set the table and eat, even if you're only going to eat a kazayis. From here it's mashma, that Suda Shabbos, you yotze with a kazayis. Right? There's those that hold that in order to be yotze Suda Shabbos, you need a kabeya. Because a Suda Kavua, like by Sukkah, you're potter from Sukkah less than a kabeya. It's not called a Suda Kavua. So in order to be yotzei Suda Shabbos, you need a kebeya, which is two kazayim. And others holds that what's it called? B'di'evet yotzei with a kazayis. What?
Lechem.
The Yomer Rebbe Chanina, la'olam yisadar adam shulchanu b'motzoi Shabbos. A person should make his table, set his table on motzoi Shabbos. Afo pishe no tzorech le'kazayis. Same thing, you ate shalosh shudas, you're full. You should eat malava malka, even if you're only going to eat a kazayis. Eating things that are hot on Motzei Shabbos is a refuah. Pas chamba Motzei Shabbos melugma. Eating hot bread on Motzei Shabbos is also a refuah. And the idea is that you shouldn't just eat leftovers from a Malava Malka. You should make something special, heat it up, to show the covet of Malava Malka. And the idea of Malava Malka is that when the Shabbos goes out, you escort it into the week. Some say, I don't know, that's the idea. Shabbos has to have hashpah on the whole week. So you escort it, not away, you escort it into the week, that it should be mashpia on the weekdays. Rabavo, havi avdin le bafuke shabso igla tilsa. Havi ochu mine kulyaisa. They used to shecht either a three-year-old eagle or the third-born eagle, which is superior. And he only used to eat a kidney from it. They shechted a whole animal, so he ate one kidney. He wasn't that hungry. But the covet of the Malava Malka, he shechted a whole animal for the sake of the kidney. Kigod l'avime berev, when his son Avime got older, and he realized what his father was doing, shechting a whole animal just to eat one kulya, The whole animal, and basically you're wasting the meat because it's not going to last. Right? You don't need to eat it now, and they didn't have refrigeration. Right? Why don't you leave off a kidney from Erev Shabbos? Right? You're eating a lot of food on Shabbos. Leave over one kidney from Motzei Shabbos. Shafku v'asa aryeh achle. So what they did is they listened to him. And they left it over instead of being mechabed the Malava Malka by shechting an animal for it. And a lion came and ate the eagle that they would have shechted anyway. So got eaten up anyway. Rashi, Yisadar Olam Shulchan be'erev Shabbos, the Leile Shabbos. You should set the table on Erev Shabbos for the sake of Friday night. The Motzoi Shabbos, Nami Kovod Shabbos. That's also Kovod Shabbos, Motzoi Shabbos. Lilvos b'yitziyoso derech Kovod. Shaila, where the women are chayiv in Malava Malka. Okay. On one hand, they're chayiv in everything of Shabbos. So maybe this is a mitzvah of Shabbos. It just happens to be on Motzei Shabbos. But it's for the sake of Shabbos. Or maybe not. It's a separate mitzvah, Motzei Shabbos. And there, it's mitzvah asei Shabbos. It's an asei Shabbos man groma. Maybe they're not chayiv in Malava Malka. Okay. Just the same shaila by Havdalah, for woman's chayv and Havdalah. Is that part of the mitzvahs of Shabbos, or that's a mitzvah Motzei Shabbos? If it's Motzei Shabbos, then she's not chayv and Havdalah. If it's part of the mitzvahs of Shabbos, she's chayv and Havdalah. Omri b'shub and Levi. No, we need, there's more. Melugma, achamim, lishtos v'lirchos. Person should have hot things to drink and to wash with, Motzei Shabbos. It's also a covet. You're escorting the queen out. Should be with the glory. Melugma refuah. Achle arila egel haroy lishot. The egel they would have shechted erev Motzei Shabbos for the kidney was eaten by a lion, so they didn't gain anything. Amri Yeshua ben Levi kola ona omen yehishmi rabba mevorach bechol kocho korin lo gzardino shenemar befroa pros b'Yisrael b'snadiv om borchu Hashem ma time of befroa pros mishum de borchu Hashem. Rashi, b'chol kocho, so Rashi learns b'chol kocho means b'chol kavanoso. You should say it with all your kavan. You don't have to say it out loud, right, and say it at the top of your lungs. B'chol kocho means you have kavana. Tosfos brings down what's it called, the Ri, who says that it means b'chol ra, say it out loud. But you definitely shouldn't say it louder than the person who said Kaddish. So both ideas are true. You should say Omen Yesh Miraba out loud, no louder than the person who said the Kaddish, not scream it out or whatever, even though some people hold that if you're doing it for Kavana, you can only have Kavana. If you scream it out, then what's it called? Then you can scream also even louder than the person who said Kaddish. But say another Tanai. That is, if you scream it out and people think you're crazy, right, it looks ridiculous, then that's for sure no good. Then that's not a covet for the Rabbanu Shalom, it's Adarab, it's a chilul of the Kodesh to say it in a way it looked like a meshugah. So you should say it loud enough, pashtus, unless you absolutely need to say it louder to get any kavana, say it just as loud as the person who says Kaddish, not louder than that, and with kavana.
When it uses the word b'kol ram, also it's brought down like that, I remember the Shulchan Aruch, it says b'kol ram, does that mean out loud that you're saying, you're actually verbalizing the words?
Or yeah, sure.
With like loudness?
With loudness. B'kol ram means that it's audible to other people.
Not especially loud, just that it's audible.
We just said what it means, right? Not louder than the person who said Kaddish, and not so loud that you look like a meshugan. Okay. Rashi. Bifroa pros, bitl peronios. Bifroa parados means when the Rabbanu Shalom is annuls tragedies that could come. Kigon proa, I mean bottle. The word paroa can mean bottle, to annul. Bisnadiv ambor, chukish misnadim Yisrael, the vorech is boron, when klausel and mavorech the Rabbanu Shalom, Yeheshmei Rabba is a bracha to the Rabbanu Shalom, right, is what's it called, that's when the Rabbanu Shalom annuls tzaras. Shenem, okay, my time before Rabbanu Shalom, the vorech Hashem, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Yeshbo Shemet Shalavod Zora Mokhano. A person who says, Omen Yeshme Rabba, Bechol Kocho, with all his kavana, even if he has a Shemet, a trace of Avodah Zorah in him, right? Thoughts of Avodah Zorah. These gets Mokhano. And we said before that the idea is you did tshuva, right? You have these hirhurim, these thoughts, you did tshuva on it, but Avodah Zarah is one of the things that you need yisurim to be mechaper. So the Omein Yeheshmei Rabbah takes away the need for yisurim. Ksiv hacha befroa pro, so ksiv hasab ki paruahu, by the eagle, and that was Avodah Zarah, so the word parua has a connection to Avodah Zarah. Rashi, ki parua, ki pro aron Avodah Zarah, v'hachi kamar, b'hi batel pro, so Avodah Zarah, sheshetishka v'tishkach, shalo yizkar avona mishum isnadiv am Hashem, the Rabbanu Shem will annul their sin of Avodah Zarah, because they mevorech the Rabbanu Shem, they say, Omein Yeshmei Rabbah. We learn in brachos that there are two meanings for two different ideas what Yeheshmei Rabbah. Some say Yeheshmei Rabbah, period. May God's name that is now contracted be great and be all four letters instead of Yud-K. As long as Amalek is around, the Vav-K is missing from Shem Hashem and only the Yud-K, and therefore we say Yeheshmei Rabbah. And then secondly, Mevorach li'olam lo me'almaya. Or no, right? Yeheshmei Rabbah Mevorach. His great name should be blessed, lo'olam lo'olam me'almaya. In Pashas, what you should say is the second way, right? Yeheshmei Rabbah Mevorach should all go together. Okay. Amrei Shlokish, kol ha'ona amen b'chol kocho, poskim o'shar gan Eden. A person who says amen with all his might, same thing over here, out loud and with all his kavana, so poskim o'shar gan Eden. They open all the gates of Gan Eden. There's all different gates in Gan Eden, because everybody has their own private place in Gan Eden. So there are different gates. So he gets all the gates open. Shenemar pisku sha'arim v'yovo got tzadik shomer emunim. Al tikre shomer emunim ela sha'omrim amen. You can rearrange the letters to be sha'omer, right? Instead of shomer, but sha'omer. Emunim amenim. And the Marsha says it could be that both things are true. Shomer emunim means that you wait to say the Amen the proper time. You don't say it before you're supposed to say it, an Amen Chatufa, an Amen Yisoma, and not say it too late. You say it when you're supposed to say it. So that's Shomer Amunim, you wait to say it properly, and also can be read She'omer Amunim, just saying it itself is what's it called, opens the gates of Gan Eden. My Amen, what does Amen mean? Omreb Chanina El Melech Neman. Amen means, it's the Rashi Tevos of Kel Melech Neman, and you're supposed to think that when you say Amen. When you say the word Amen, you should have in mind Kel Melech Neman. And Kel Melech Neman, the Marsha explains, means, Kel means the Rabbanu Shlom has the power. Melech is that he exercises it. And he is the Melech. He's the one who runs everything. Not only has the potential, he actually uses it. And he's Neman, he's what's it called, faithful in utilizing that power. Rashi, Kel Melech Neman, kach meir al boro shu Kel Melech Neman. The person is giving edus that the Rabbanu Shlom is faithful. And the word amen itself means, which is also kavanah you should have, amen means, yeah, I agree. Right? I agree and I want it to happen. In a bracha where you're davening for something, so the amen means, I agree with the bracha and I want it to happen. In an amen that we're not davening for anything, you're just making a bracha, right, Pokeach Ivrim or something like that, where there's no tefillah, then the Amen means I agree, right? Right, like in the English usage by the Goyim, Amen, right? Means I agree, right? So may it be, also. Okay, but where it applies, a person should have all those kavanas, Kel Melech Neman, it all fits together. I agree with it. I understand the Rabbanu Shem has the power to do it, and I therefore affirm that that's Shayach. And Neman, if it's something that's going to be, I what's it called? It should be that the Rabbanu Shem is Neman. He's going to do what he said he's going to do.
The letters Aleph and Nun are a contraction of Amin.
What? Okay, but that's not what it says in the Gemara, and that's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's a very nice drash, but that's not what you're supposed to think of when you say Kel Melech Neman. When you say Amen, you should think of these two things. What the Gemara says, Kel Melech Neman, and I agree, and it should be.
But when you say I agree,
I agree with that, bro. That's what I mean. Right, okay, whatever, okay. I believe that that's right. I agree, meaning, yeah, I believe that that's shy. Okay. Omer of Yehuda Berei, the Rav Shmuel, Mishmei, the Rav, Ein had leiko mitzuya, ela b'makom sheish chilo Shabbos. Blake or the Marsha says is total destruction. When something is burnt, it's totally destroyed. So the only thing left is ashes. And you only find total destruction in a place where there's Chol Shabbos. Shenemar, Vimlosishmu, Eli, Lekadish, Yom HaShabbos, Ulebeilti, Seis Masa. If you don't listen to me, to Mekadish Shabbos, and not to carry on Shabbos. The Hitzati Asian, it could be that carrying is mentioned because, like Tosa says, that's a Melacha Garua. Right, that's the malacha that the least that you would think is chayiv on Shabbos. So if you're not going to carry, you're surely not going to do the other malachas, right? Even carrying that. V'hitzati esh b'sha'areha v'ochla armanos Yerushalayim. Then I'm going to send fire into the gates and the palaces of Yerushalayim. V'lo sichaber, it won't go out. My v'lo sichaber, what does it mean? It won't be extinguished. I'm going to send it in a time when people aren't around to put it out on Shabbos. So it'll burn on Shabbos because of the Chilul Shabbos. Rashi. She'ein b'nei odem mitzuyim l'chavosa b'Shabbos. Omer Abaye l'chor b'Yushalayim l'shvil she'chilul bos ha'Shabbos. Yushalayim was destroyed because they're mechal Shabbos. She'ne'emar u'mishabsosai he'alimu einehem v'achel b'socham. Right, that's why they were punished and Yerushalayim was destroyed. The Marsha says all these things we're going to say now are not arguments. All of these things existed. And he says that each one was connected to a different day of the week. Each day of the week has a different mazel, and there are different averas that are have more of an effect on different days of the week. For instance, Chil Shabbos obviously has an effect on Shabbos. So, and the other ones, he mentions only one of them. He doesn't connect all of them with specific days, but he says that each one has something to do with the mazel of that day that's represented by that Avera. So Shabbos, obviously, takes care of Shabbos. Now, Omer of Abo, Lochor v'Yerushalayim, Ela v'Shvil Shebitlu Kriyashma Shachris v'Arvis. So the Marsha here relates this to Sunday. Because why you Mavatl Kriyashma Shachris v'Arvis? Shenemer Hoy Mashkim Me Baboker Sheikhar Yidifu. You get in the morning drunk. He said people used to have big Malava Malkas, right, and get drunk and oversleep Sunday morning. Right? People used to get up late Sunday morning. Mavatl is Kriyashma. In America, it's like that also. Shabbos Sheni Shalgolios. So they daven 8:30, 9 o'clock Sunday morning or whatever. So the Mavatl Kriyashma and Shachris. Okay, Shachris V'Arvis. They have all these parties, so he says that replied, what's it called, that they made these Malava Malkas and did it and got drunk and ended up oversleeping Sunday morning. That's why they went into Golas. So that's why Yerushalayim was Chorev. Omer Rav HaMenuna, L'chor v'Yerushalayim elav shvil shebitlu bat tinoko shel beis rabba. Okay, now L'chor, according to this, they should have to do it Monday. But Monday could be, he doesn't say it, I don't even remember the Marsha saying these things, at least I didn't pick it up. But Monday, if the Gemara says, somebody's born on Monday is going to be a Chacham. Zivasni, I think it says. It will be, what's it called? Is that the, it's later on, Kufman Vav. See maybe if we can figure out how they fit together. The, here, Haiman de Betrei B'Shaba, you know, Gava Ragzam. On Monday, a person's going to be a restless person. I don't know how this fits. I thought it was the Chacham, and it fits with the children. That's not doesn't fit. Okay, and I mean, he doesn't say how it works. But in any case, these are all different days of the week. So what is this? This is because they're Mavatl Tinoko Shobis Rabban. Shenemar Shvoch Al Olol Bachutz. Matam shvoch mishum da ol bachutz. Why does the Rebbe Hashem pour out his wrath? Because the children are outside; they're not in school. And he says, what's it called? The Marsha says in his time also, this was also a problem. He said that the yeshiva bachrim are always, what's it called, being mevatel ben asdorim ben asmanim. Here's the famous Marsha who claims that the ben asmanim is not a positive thing, right? They're mevatel Torah because of Ben Azmani. She said, they always have excuses. You know, it's this thing, this vacation, that vacation, or whatever. Omar Ula, Lochor v'Yerushalayim, Meshul Ohayolahem Boshes Ponim Zemizeh. They weren't embarrassed from one another. Because they weren't embarrassed, that didn't hold them back. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said one of the things that deters a person doing Averis is that other people are watching. Here they didn't even have any embarrassment, so that didn't deter them from doing Averis. Shenemar hovishu kuseivu asu gamboshu yavoshu. They did abominations, and they weren't embarrassed because of it. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak lochor v'yishalayim elishvil shehushvu katan v'gadol. They made everybody equal. The smaller one was as important as the greater one, and the greater one is the smaller one. Shenemar v'hoya ka'am ka'kohen. The am was like the kohen was like the am. They made people who were unimportant important, and the people important, they made them unimportant. Uksib basrei, he boke to boke. That's the pasuk. Hibok tibok ha'aretz v'hibos tibos ki Hashem giberes adav razeh. That's why the land is going to be destroyed. Rashi. Baboker v'zman kriyishma v'chem ma'achri b'neshef. They stay up late, and they don't get up in the morning. B'hoya kiner v'novel b'seifi dekro v'yaspol Hashem lo yabitu lo somu lev li'achit shmo abri yosef. They didn't take it to heart to get up and say Kriya Shema at the right time. Shvoch al olo, reisha dekra, v'yaschamas Hashem, nilesi, heichil shvoch hachema b'nekama, the Rebbe Hashem poured out his anger, b'shvil sha'ola lechut, u'betelim b'beis rabba, because the children are outside and they don't go to school. Hovishu ki soeva asu, sefer dekra, gam bosh lo yavushu, gam hikalim. Right? Why is the Rebbe Hashem going to punish them? Because they don't have any busha. Okay. Omar of Yitzchak, Lo Chor v'Yerushalayim Elu B'Shvil Shehush V'Kod V'Golish. And Amar V'Yakam K'Kohen. Yuxi Basrei Hibok Tibok Ha'aretz. Omar of Amram Bereid Rav Shimon Bar Abba. Omar of Shimon Bar Abba. Omar of Chanina. Lo Chor v'Yerushalayim Elu B'Shvil Shelo Hochichu Zed Zeh. They didn't give each other Musar, and therefore everybody continued doing what they wanted to do until it got to a point where the Rebbe Hashem destroyed the city. Shenemar Hayu Sorea Ka'ayolim Lo Motzu Mireh. They were like rams. Ma'ayol zeh rosho shel zeh b'tzad znovo shel zeh. The ayolim walk, one with its head at the other one's tail. And that means everybody put their head down and didn't see the averus of other people and give them musr. Af yisrael shem osador kovshu pneim b'karka v'lo hochichu zeh zeh. They hid their faces in the ground and they didn't give each other musr. Rashi? No Rashi. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they were mevazeh talmidei chachamim. Shenemar, v'ayu mal'ivim b'malachei Elohim u'bozim devarav u'mesatim b'neviyav. Ad alos chamas Hashem b'yamo. Until the bones got angry, ad ein mirpon. There was no refuah. There's no remedy for this. Right? My adla ein marpei. Rav Yehuda Marav called Mavazah Talmud Chacham ain't no refuah l'makasso. If you Mavazah Talmud Chacham, there's no refuah. If you get sick, there's no refuah, because it says if you have a person who's sick in the house, you go to a Talmud Chacham, he'll daven. But if you Mavazah Talmud Chacham, it's not going to help. So you have nobody to go to. Rav Yehuda Marav, my deceive al tigu b'meshichai v'nviyai al toreu, al tigu b'meshichai ilu tinokas v'beis rabba. Meshichai are little children, the Marsha says, that they used to anoint with oil, like we had before with the girls, that they used to put oil on them. But on the boys also. Uvinivii al Toreu elu talmidei chachamim. Neviim are talmidei chachamim from the lashon nivs tvasayim. They're the ones who talk in Torah. Or like the Gemara says, from the time the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, nevuah was taken away from the neviim and was given to the chachamim. So the chacham is odif minavi. He's even greater than navi. So neviii refers to talmidei chachamim al Toreu. Al tigu meshichai elu tinokos shobeis rabba. Uvinivii al Toreu elu talmidei chachamim. Amrei Shlokish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Ein Ha'olam Eskayim Ela B'Shvil Hevel Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban, Shel Beis Rabban, Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban. The world exists on the breath, the words, the Hevel Piyam, the words that come out of their mouth aren't really coherent, but on their Torah the world exists. Little children. Amrei Rapop Labayev Didiv Didoch Mai. What do you mean it exists on the? How about our Torah, right? They don't have any chet yet. They're little children. So their Torah is more pure. It's a greater energy source from the world than people's Torah, who's not so pure. Vom Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, Ein Mevatlin Tanoka Shul Beis Rabban, Afilu Bini Beis HaMikdash. You don't, you know, if the Beis HaMikdash won't be built, only if you're Mevatl Tinoko Shul Beis Rabban, you're not Mevatl Tinoko Shul Beis Rabban, even for the building of Beis HaMikdash. Because the Maral says that the Torah of Tinoko Shul Beis Rabban is the Reishis HaTorah, it's the foundation of Torah. So the Reishis, the foundation, is always the most important thing. Vom Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, Kach Mikublani Me'avosai, the Amri Lach Me'avosecha. I have a tradition from my forefathers, and some say from your forefathers, called Ir She'en Batinoko Shobes Rabban Machriven Osa. Any city that doesn't have a school for little children to learn Torah, the city is destroyed. Ravina Omar Machrimim Osa. Even worse, it's put in Cherim. The city is destroyed completely. V'Omar Rava Lochor V'Shalem V'Shil Shepaskim Men Anshei Amona. Right, Yerushalayim was destroyed because there were no faithful, reliable people anymore. Shenemar shotu bechutzos Yerushalayim uruuna udu'u bikshu bechorvosev and timtzu ish osa mishpat mevakish emuna ve'eslach lav. You'll find somebody who's an honest person, go look around, I'll forgive the city. But there were no honest, reliable people anymore. Eini, is that true? V'amar rav ketina afilu b'shas kishlonos Yerushalayim, even when Yerushalayim was in its low ebb, there still were reliable people, honest, faithful people. Shenemar ki yisvos ish ba'achid beis aviv leimor sim lo lecha ktsin tia lanu dvarim shebein adam miskasim b'hem kesim la yeshnam b'yodecha. They went to look for leaders. So they would tell a guy, do you have divrei Torah? Are you learned? V'hamachshela hazos tachas yodecha dvarim shein b'nei adam omdim aleim elim ken nishalim b'hem. And do you have Divrei Torah, unless you stumble in them and you make a mistake, you don't really know them well. When you made a mistake and you have to correct it, then you remember it well. So a person who's made mistakes and corrected them, he really knows Divrei Torah. Yet, do you have those kind of things? Kitsin Tielano, you should be the officer, you be the leader, right? They went to ask people to be their Rebbe, to be their leader, Torah-wise. So, Yisa Bayomo Huleymor, and the answer they got was, Lo eh yechovesh, right? Ein yisa el lashon shvua. They made a shvua that I can't be the leader, right? The chen hu omer lo sisa shem Hashem. Lo eh yechovesh, lo eh mechosh ve'yatsam v'semesh. I can't. I'm not going to fool you. I don't know. Ubebeisi ein lechem ve'ein simla. Shem biyadi lo mikra ve'lo mishna ve'lo gemara. I'm not learned. So they went to a person who seemed to be learned, and they asked him to be the leader, and he admitted that he didn't know, right? So, umimai, maybe they weren't. So you see, they were faithful people, honest, reliable people. People would tell you the truth, that they wouldn't take gedula if they didn't deserve it. So Mar says, maybe they weren't reliable. Dilma shani hasam, di'i omar lahu gamir na amrulei emalon. Right? What's it called? If he said, I'm learned, they would say, okay, so tell us and teach us. And the guy was in the, he didn't know anything. So he'd be embarrassed. So it's not because he was faithful and reliable, he just wasn't an idiot. Right? He wouldn't want to say something that in a few seconds they could find out he was lying. Mara says, no, Amrulay, Emolon, Havi Leila Meimar, right, Gomar Vishokach. No, he could have, if he wasn't reliable, he would have said, oh yeah, I learned, but I forgot it. Right? And then he wouldn't be embarrassed. So he would take the Gedula and say that he learned and not admit that he didn't, and then say that he forgot it. My lo yechovesh klau lo kasha. Kamba divrei Torah, kamba masum matan. There were reliable people when it came to divrei Torah. They were faithful and admitted they didn't know if they didn't know. But when it came to business, there weren't any more reliable people. When it came to Maso Matin, there weren't reliable people. Rashi, the Mishichai, Elu Tinokas Shobes Rabban, Shadera Tinokas L'moshem B'Shemen. They used to anoint children with oil. When V'yayo Tel V'chim Shenemer, V'novi Levav Chachma, Machrivim Ikashir. Machrivim, they destroy it, but there's something left. Machrivim Lekashir, it's totally destroyed. Miskansin b'hem kesimla, miskansin b'hem kesimla, kishishoel and osam tami Torah halalu, osim atzmon kima'alimim es divrehem, ne she'enam yodim lahashim. Right? They cover themselves up. When they ask them something about Torah, they cover themselves up and didn't pretend that they knew when they didn't know. Yeshlam b'yadecha atabaki l'ficha kotsin t'yalonu v'tlamdeinu chachma. If you're a Talmud Chacham, be a leader for us. Teach us Torah. Things that people don't know clearly, you learn it wrong two or three times, and you have to correct it, then it stays in your mind. The Hainu Tamei Torah HaMesusorim, things that are contradictory, and you can't figure out the contradiction, and you learn it wrong the first few times, and then you get it right, then you understand it. I'm not a Talmud Chacham. I didn't spend too much time in the Beis Medrash. Eya means I am not accustomed to sitting in the Beis Medrash. Maybe they weren't honest people, just they weren't fools. And if they said that they learned and they didn't, they would ask them something and they wouldn't know it. If they would say that they learned Torah, Amrelei Shoalim Emalon. So the people who asked them would say, so tell us something. He could have said, I did learn, and I forgot. But Lamaisa, what's it called? He admitted to the truth that he never learned. The Divrei Torah, when it came to Divrei Torah, they were reliable. The Ein Mishal Al Sheker, and they didn't praise themselves with things they didn't have. When it came to Maso Matan, the business, there they weren't reliable people.